Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Dozens reported dead at Moscow Concert Hall.
Several men with automatic weapons shooting.
Princess Kate announcing after surgery.
Cancer had been present.
Partial government shutdown deadline looms.
They've waited till the last minute to keep the government funded.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Moscow, the U.S. has confirmed that ISIS is claiming responsibility for the explosions, fire, and gunshots at a packed concert hall. There are reports of at least 40 people dead and dozens wounded. U.S. officials, including one familiar with the intelligence, confirms that the U.S. provided intel to Russia about a potential attack under the duty to warn requirement. Former CBS News Moscow bureau chief and Fordham professor Beth Noble.
An attack like this one, coming just days after Russian President Vladimir Putin's re-election for an unprecedented fifth term, is a major blow to his image as someone who has brought law and order to the country.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The images are just horrible just hard to watch. And our thoughts obviously are going to be with the victims of this terrible, terrible shooting attack.
The answer to the question, what is going on with the Princess of Wales since her abdominal surgery?
I'm Vicky Barker in London. After weeks of ever wilder speculation, the truth turned out to be the same one millions of families have also faced.
Good evening. We begin tonight with the news that the Princess of Wales is undergoing treatment for cancer.
Kate revealing the news herself in a video message.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family. But I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful.
Prince William cutting back royal duties to be there for his wife and children. With King Charles being treated for cancer too, Britain's royals will be keeping their lowest public profile in living memory.
Senators only have hours to approve a $1.2 trillion funding package passed by the House, or a partial government shutdown kicks in at midnight. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The U.S. House didn't just wait till the last minute. They did so in this very untraditional way that is historically profound. They're operating outside of their own rules. They're not having amendments and lengthy debates. They're just jamming these things through.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads home from the Middle East without a Gaza ceasefire deal. Blinken says he tried to discourage Israel's prime minister from carrying out a Rafah ground operation, adding that eliminating Hamas from Gaza.
It really requires an integrated humanitarian, military, and political plan. We'll be talking about that next week, going through the details of what we see as the best way forward.
Now this.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
The worst news for the family of a missing University of Missouri student. CBS's Stacey Lynn with more.
A barge company discovered a body in the Cumberland River this morning.
As they were removing an object from the river, they noticed what appeared to be Riley Strain.
Nashville Police Chief John Drake.
We've confirmed that it is Riley Strain.
The 22-year-old disappeared while on a fraternity trip there and was last seen March 8th, shortly after being kicked out of a bar.
There are no signs of foul play at this time.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Winter storm watches and warnings are posted across the northern U.S. from Montana to Michigan for early spring snowfall. Sioux Falls, South Dakota resident Jason Hoffman doesn't seem to mind.
I'm ready for summer to get here, but I would like one last big snowstorm. Just one more big one.
Heavy snow and rain will fall across most of New England over the weekend. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Police say one child and one adult have died in a school bus crash in suburban Austin, Texas. There were more than 40 pre-kindergarten students and 11 adults on the Hays County School District bus when it collided with a truck and rolled over. Shareholders in Digital World Acquisition Corporation have approved a merger with Donald Trump's social media company. It's a deal that could net the former president an eventual windfall of $3 billion or more. And a CBS News tech contributor, Ian Schur, points out,
it's hard to ignore that this is also coming at a time when Donald Trump is reportedly under a big cash crunch and needing money to be able to pay off many of his legal bills.
The Mega Millions jackpot up for grabs tonight is an estimated $977 million in New York City.
I'd set a trust fund up for all my siblings.
I got businesses lined up ready to go.
Probably give most of it away, but I mean, who in the world needs all that money?
U.S. troops worldwide are in for a sweet taste of home, CBS's Jim Krasula.
A Girl Scout troop in western North Carolina has donated 18,000 boxes of its cookies that will be packed up and sent to active duty U.S. troops everywhere.
When you're out in a remote location, very far away from home, you're eating MREs in the field, maybe living in a tent, a care package arrives and it has those touches and tastes of home.
Barbara Whitehead is director of a group called North Carolina Support Our Troops. It is coordinating the cookie shipments. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Stocks ended mixed on Wall Street today. And we were looking at the Dow down 305 points. The NASDAQ up 27 points. S&P 500 down 7. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, March 22nd, 2024. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins and Lucy Tauss. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
when I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.